It's the Morning KLH with Dave and Doreen.
You can debate all day long about who has the safest food supply in the world, but I think you'd be surprised to find out how many everyday American foods are banned in other countries. Most of these due to chemical additives and pesticides.
Isn't like the red dye an issue?
Correct. Yeah. Places like the EU, the European Union, these food items cannot be approved for use unless proven safe. And these are banned. And it's going to kill me to say it, but Little Debbie Swiss rolls, number one. Because
there's
of the
no
chemicals.
Dye in those?
No, the chemicals.
What?
Instant stuffing and mashed potatoes. You can't get them in the EU or Japan or Australia because of a preservative, BHA, which is suspected to be a carcinogenic.
Listen, I really like a stovetop, and I'm fine.
Stevia.
Oh, yeah, that's a sweetener.
Yeah.
Sugar substitute.
It's banned in the EU and in the UK. There's some evidence suggesting it could contribute to male infertility and maybe some cancers as well. Mm. Not just Little Debbie Swiss rolls, Twinkies as well.
That's the one I was thinking of.
Okay. Yeah. That I understand, but
yeah.
Yellow 5 and Red 40.
So Yellow 5 would probably be in Twinkies, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. And
the Skittles had the red that was banned.
Skittles on here too. And so are M&Ms. Mm. How about this? American pork. In Germany, it's common to eat raw pork.
Ew.
Ew.
In the United States, most people would be appalled by the idea. It's banned, American pork, into 160 of the 196 countries in the world because the American pig farming industry uses a growth hormone to fatten up their pigs. So they're saying that's not good for us.
But why would they eat it raw? Can't that be danger in that?
Yeah, you would think. Fruit Loops, Frosted Flakes, Rice Krispies, M&M's, Skittles.
Wow, they're missing out.
Coffee-made coffee creamer. No coffee-made
really?
Anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Is it the powdered stuff?
Well, it says trans fats, once commonly, in almost everything, officially banned in the States in 2018. However, somehow they're still around in products like Coffee Mate, which many people consume daily.
Mm-hmm.
But you won't find it in any European country. How about this? Chocolate milk banned in other countries.
Because of the milk hormone, the cow hormone?
No, because of this emulsifying agent that they put in it. Carrageenan, I think is how you say it. And that's been linked to, allegedly, to heart disease.
What if you just made your own with like Hershey's syrup? That would be okay?
Probably okay. And this is going to kill Marcus. Mountain Dew.
No.
Mm-hmm. Why?
No.
Although,
Mountain Dew.
I will testify to that. During my trip to Europe and Paris and London, you couldn't find Mountain Dew to save your life.
No, you can't.
But what is in it that
it's,
makes it different?
Brominated vegetable oil, BVO, competes with iodine for receptor sites in the body, which along with iodine deficiency can lead to birth defects, autoimmune diseases, and cancer.
Yep, I noticed that one.
U.S. chicken.
It's got to be allowed.
Yep, that's exactly what it is. U.S. milk, growth hormones. U.S. apples banned in the EU because
be
of
some
pesticides. Mm-hmm. You are correct. Gatorade. Hmm. The EU has banned Gatorade for containing BVO, the same ingredient that's in Mountain Dew.
Interesting.
And no frozen dinners.
What?
Yeah.
Like lean cuisines and banquets?
Yeah. Frozen dinners and other products have something called azodicarbonamide, and that's been banned in not just the European Union, but also in Australia and most of the world. It can also be found in breads, boxed pasta, and baked goods as well. So
amazing. First, you take away the Little Debbie Swiss rolls, then you take away the hard-as-rock brownie from a Swanson TV dinner from them.
Mm-hmm.
Just wrong.
They just don't know what they're missing.
Somehow that's good though, right? Like it still tastes good even
it's
though
still
it's
wonderful.
Hard as a rock. Yeah. One thing not on the list. French fries. Here's Carlos Rodriguez.
I don't care what fast food I get. If I order fries, I have to eat every French fry. Like I get a little depressed when the fries start running out. I'm like, oh my God. I could be driving down the street and I start running out of fries and I'll be digging in the bag. There'd be cars coming, I'll move the napkin like I know there was more fries in this bag. If finally I find that one little burnt piece of crunchy fry, I'm like, that's what I'm talking about right there, baby. Mm. I haven't driven in a while and bought fries, but the other day I was cleaning my car and I found some fries in between the seat, and they look better than the day when I bought them. I was like, how do these fries look so good? How is there no bacteria on this fry? Do you know how unhealthy of a food you have to be for mold to be like, I don't eat that. Like,